Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Friday, if you're in French fries, you might call it Fry-yay, or if you're like Kim or Kanye. Joe, on the Radio Now Morning Show. Myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Mackenzie is off today. She is doing a little, vacay, an early start to it. Labor Day obviously happening on a Monday, so if you're heading out for vacation today, be safe. Have a good time, but no drinking or driving or impaired driving, and take your time too, man. I'll tell you what. This is when you get speeding tickets. I know from experience, when you're trying to get somewhere for a holiday weekend, you're like, oh, I'll save time if I go 10 over. Yeah, not if they take their time writing you a ticket, you won't. So there's your Grandpa Joe advice. Let's go around the room, find out how everybody's day was yesterday. We'll start out with Liv the Web Girl. How was your Thursday and what's going on?
Oh my gosh, it was so, so busy. I'm not kidding. Like yesterday, when I went to my second job, I felt like I was in an actual coma. Because I was so exhausted all week. I've been preparing to move, which one is just mentally exhausting because it's so stressful. And I've just been nonstop moving. Like I leave work here and then I go to my apartment. I shove food down my throat as I'm packing stuff up. I pack. Then I go to my second job where I'm constantly moving, literally from the second I walk in to the second I'm leaving, just absolutely drained and exhausted, talking to people, everything like that. So it's just been crazy. I am glad it is Friday. I felt like I was never going to get here this week. I truly did not think I was going to make it.
You have been moving like a sloth.
I know.
Like at a sloth. And it's like, is she sleeping or awake? We can't tell.
I know because I'm so tired, but I kind of have energy and adrenaline because it is Friday.
I kind of want to ask if you'll run out and grab us some bangs.
Honestly, I'm not joking. If you're serious, I will.
Yeah.
I honestly will because I could really use a bang right now.
I'll take an Arnold Palmer. They're only a dollar.
Okay.
I'll give you a dollar.
Child. Okay there, Mr. Cool and Collected. We need to go full force today.
I'm good, man.
I think you don't even realize how busy of a day we have.
Oh, what? Is there something I don't know?
No,
I
mean, man, but everybody, it doesn't matter if you work in radio or real, like any other job besides that. Friday before, like a holiday weekend, don't you have to do like so much more work, it feels like?
I guess. I mean, I'm good.
All right. Well, you know what, Liv? Porkchop's got nothing to do, it sounds like. So you go get us
fine.
Some bangs.
Yeah.
I'm just happy because I'm going on a date tonight.
Ooh, new guy?
No, same guy.
Oh, ooh, committed.
Yeah. It's
relationship
been a
status.
It's been a week and 2 days. But you know, oh, I forgot to tell you. You know what I am excited about?
What?
Last night was Family Feud trivia. Who watched my Instagram story? Did anyone watch it?
I did. It got kind of sloppy.
Oh, sloppy? We got third place.
Wow, you're finally a contender.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah,
you stop.
We expect the best out of you.
And I didn't play with my regular group of like guys. I played with that girl Alyssa, who always like comes with me, who listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
And it was just me, her two friends, and my friend. And
how did your friend do?
Oh, MYK. He was drunk.
I love drunk MYK.
Yeah, he just drank too much, and he was giving dumb answers. Like, they were like, what should you not put in a microwave? And he said, a baby.
Yeah, you learn him quite well.
Joe,
babies come up a lot.
That's so funny.
I was going to say aluminum.
Yes, metal or foils.
Yeah.
So actually,
or one baby, yeah.
One question was, name something you hate to get on the bottom of your shoe.
Gum.
Poop.
dog poop, number one answer.
Hey.
Name something you name something that you don't swallow but you put in your mouth.
Live,
gum.
Don't live. Okay. What is
See,
the question?
I censored myself.
I know you had to because I yelled at you.
I do swallow. No, I'm just kidding.
Gum is right. And then the other one, name something that's brand new you take home, but you can't put it in a box.
But puppy, dog, or ring.
Hold on, brand new, but you can't
but
put
you
it in a box.
Can't.
Oh, baby.
Maybe because it doesn't fit in a box.
A car.
There you go. Number one answer. So yeah, we got third place and it was fun.
Liv's over here putting babies and animals in there like, oh, I put a whole box.
A baby in a box.
Nobody puts baby in the box.
Wow.
All right. Well, that sure as hell beats my day yesterday. It was my anniversary to my wife, Lindsay, for 4 years, and it was fun seeing her for about 45 minutes before I went to bed last night.
It was That's it?
Yeah, it was one of those days where we had dog training for one of our dogs, Benny. We're taking him just to work way more and socializing compared to the other one, and he's doing great. But she didn't get home till like 8:30, so we kind of ate dinner. Then it's like, good night. So we'll see each other today. We're going to go out for anniversary dinner.
So now.
No, I even busted out the clippers. I mean, I was ready to roll.
Clippers. I don't want to know.
He's talking about toenail clippers, Liv.
No, I mean, like. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean. Yeah. I thought, I mean, do I have to really explain it?
Okay.
Or?
No, I don't want to know what you all do in the middle of your.
I'm just trying to clean things up.
Back hair.
No. My back hair is good.
I think he means.
His beard.
No, my beard's good.
Well,
what's the next song?
His beard for something, but it's not his mouth.
Yeah, the neighbors called. There was smoke everywhere, but we took care of it. So it was overall a good day. I know it sounds like it sucks, but I'm looking forward to actually hanging out tonight. We will go out for a nice dinner at one of our favorite places, and then we have a friend of ours that's kind of moving away from town. So we'll roll in, maybe all fancy dressed later on tonight and say goodbye for that, and then who knows what the weekend has in store. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
What? No, I gotta know
mental
what
mental images
of what?
Oh God!
Nothing. Play the song.
Don't do that to yourself, Porkchop.
Headphones off. I can't hear.
Okay, Live the Web Girl. What's coming up this morning in the garbage?
Kanye West has a new project. Alex Trebek has a health update, and Cardi B is going on another Twitter rant.
I mean, Porkchop, just be honest. You don't like. You don't do this at all.
I don't need a weed whacker.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Heidi Klum was traveling with Nicole Richie and took a video of her being a total germaphobe.
Okay, so I thought that only Naomi Campbell was the nut job, but Miss Richie is just as
ready to go to work.
What is wrong with you girls? We are very busy working moms here.
I am.
And cleaning at the same time. Ew.
Okay, so if you didn't get the gist, Nicole Richie, they were on a flight about to go fly somewhere for work, and Nicole Richie was literally wiping down the seat with wet wipes before she would even sit down, like wiping the whole area down. Which I kind of get. Like, I don't think that's that crazy because airplanes are so germy.
Yeah, they're pretty funky. I mean, if you want to get... I always feel sick after I fly. And
right.
You know they don't have time to clean it down.
Exactly. And, like, when you have a kid, I feel like there's just, like, no time to be sick. So I kind of get that. Kanye West is releasing a new album next month. The album is called Jesus is King and was announced along with a track list by his wife, Kim Kardashian West. The album includes songs called Wake the Dead, Sweet Jesus, and Baptize, and it will be released on September 27th and is the follow-up to his 2018's Yay album. I cannot wait for this. I need new music from him so bad.
It just needs to be good. I like new music too, but if it's a turd, I'm not going to be happy.
I know, but I feel like it's Kanye West. Like, it's going to be, if it's not going to be good, it's going to be at least, like, maybe controversial or something to talk about.
I'll take that. Okay.
Alex Trebek announced some exciting news.
It's another day at the office for me. I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy, and thankfully that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now. Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year.
I love it.
I know. So exciting. And Cardi B took to Twitter once again to defend her victory as the first solo female to win Best Rap Album at the 2019 Grammy Awards for her album Invasion of Privacy. I don't know what sparked her to go on this rant defending it again, but it was some juicy scoop, so I don't really care. She talked about being depressed while pregnant and all the issues she had recording. The rapper tweeted, "I did it all while I was pregnant, throwing up, drowsy, terrible colds, and in a rush to finish it so I can start doing music videos before I started showing. I'd spend 24 hours for months just sleeping on a couch with my pregnant, depressed ass in a studio." She said, too, that Offset was the one securing all of the features in the background because she had just recently fired her manager and didn't really have a relationship yet with anyone at Atlantic Records. And she ended all of these tweets with saying, "So when I won a Grammy for it, I didn't have no words to say, but when I went home, I started reminiscing on what I went through during that period. I was like, yeah, B, you deserve this stuff. And until this day, my stuff is still charting." All right, Cardi B, I see you. And that is the garbage.
Live Sports Minute.
All right, so there is a new superstar on the rise. I'm going to know if you guys have heard of her. Do you guys know who Coco Gauff is?
I have never heard of Coco Gauff, no. But isn't that like, is that related to a football quarterback?
Oh, that's a little girl.
It is. Yes, Porchat's right. Joe, no, you're wrong. You're thinking of Jared Gauff, who is the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams.
Might have been a relation.
They are not related. Their last names are spelled a little differently. But Coco Gauff is taking the world by storm because she is a 15-year-old girl. And she's playing in the U.S. Open right now for tennis. And she has made it to the third round. She's the youngest person to ever make it this far. And I feel like anytime there's like a new prodigy on the scene like this, people just go crazy. At Wimbledon just in June, everyone was freaking out because she beat Venus Williams and made it to the fourth round. So I am so excited for this little 15-year-old girl.
That's insane to beat like a Williams sister. You got to be
exactly,
good.
Exactly, exactly. So
you
everyone, no, nope. I'm sorry. Maybe I could. No, I'm just kidding. But it's just so exciting to see such a young person like that just kill it in a sport. Gronk's announcement. So we all know he made an announcement earlier this week about CBD awareness and his partnership with it. But there were a lot of rumors before the announcement actually happened that he was going to be saying that he was going to be coming back to the NFL.
No!
Unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
Yes!
Oh, man, I drafted him just in case in my fantasy football league. As a backup, a bench player.
Yeah, and it was honestly, like, the whole announcement was kind of sad because this is the first time he's really talking about his retirement and opening up about it and talking about, like, how much pain he was in. And if he had CBD, maybe he wouldn't have been in that much pain, and that it's just important and that NFL players should be able to use it. But it honestly was like seeing like a golden retriever like whimper and like cry because they're sad. Like you never want to see Rob Gronkowski like upset and sad.
It's an ugly cry.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the biggest news in the entire world, Andrew Luck retiring. Obviously it happened last Saturday night. The news was leaked early. It was never supposed to go down like that. But it did. But honestly, guys, I'm excited about Jacoby Brissett. So he has been the backup quarterback for the Colts since 2017. And people forget he filled in for Tom Brady for 2 games with the Patriots because he used to be Tom Brady's backup quarterback. And anyone who has shared the field with Bill Belichick, the Patriots coach, is good with me. That man is a football genius. And everything I've read about him and like heard about him is that he's so nice. He's so good for the team and he's a great locker room player. Also, the Colts won last night against the Bengals in Cincinnati 13-6. So this is a good sign. We're on the uprise, guys. And then the Houston Texans lost last night to the backup quarterback, Blake Bortles, and the Los Angeles Rams, 22-10. But to make the blow a little easier, the Rams were Super Bowl runner-ups. And also Blake Bortles, this is his first year as a backup quarterback. He's been a starting quarterback his entire career. So, you know, it's not the worst loss. And college football is officially back this weekend. So enjoy. That is my Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
Coming up next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, Hurricane Dorian is growing, a Houston's mom warning to parents, and a woman gets to keep her vanity plate, which I'm telling you guys right now, I think it's funny as hell. That's all going down next with Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Start out with Hurricane Dorian. Started out slow, like, oh, really won't affect the U.S. Mm-hmm. And now this thing is getting big. It might be one of the strongest hurricanes to hit the east side of Florida in 3 decades. It's expected to grow larger and produce over powerful over the next 3 to 4 days. It's going to head towards the U.S., most likely reaching Florida, the coast, on Monday or Tuesday. It keeps on changing, but that's what they're expecting. They're saying they're expecting it to be a Category 4 hurricane.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, really high, isn't it?
Yeah. The highest is 5. So they're expecting...
Oh, my gosh.
They're expecting a high one. So
I have friends that are in Florida right now.
Really?
And, like, they're going to be there all of next week.
Oh, man. Well, I hope they're safe and they're ready for that, because it's not going to be good. Let's say, according to a hurricane specialist, unfortunately, he said, I don't see the large-scale factors that would prevent Dorian from becoming an extremely dangerous category during the next few days, like stopping it, I guess. So it's gonna continue on. This is insane. In Houston, in H-Town, where we're on the air in Houston's new Radio Now 92.1, a mom is warning other parents after a driver blew past her 5-year-old daughter's stop school bus, nearly hitting the child.
There goes Melina!
Josephine Kirk Taylor and two of her children were waiting outside, excited for their sister Melina's special moment, finishing her first round trip to and from kindergarten on the bus.
Me recording a special moment and then it turned completely around.
Notice the bus stops, puts out its stop sign. The kindergartner gets off the bus, ready to cross the road to her mom.
This one car just continued to speed down the road and almost hit my daughter.
No, wait.
She didn't listen. This whole incident could have been on a further step.
The car never stopped, in fact. Fortunately, Melina was okay.
You could have murdered a child.
The mother hopes what almost happened to her daughter is a wake-up call for all drivers as children head back to school.
It takes 10 seconds to stop so a child can cross the street. It takes 10 seconds for a child to get off the bus.
I watched that video and I honestly thought, I mean, in Indiana, unfortunately, that happened, what was it, last school year?
Yeah.
A woman killed, I think, 2 or 3 kids. They were all siblings. I mean, obviously, she didn't mean to, but she wasn't paying attention. This is still going on, but it's just like, gosh, it's like when you see a bus stopped and the signs out, I don't care, like, I'll stop. I need to know the law. We need to get somebody on the show to talk about that because it's school season. Because I don't know, like, let's say you're on the other divided side of the road. Do I have to stop even though it's all the way across if I'm on the right and they're on the left, like way far across? Does anybody know the actual answer?
I don't know. I just would stop. Like,
no,
if I was
would
in my
too.
Car, I would just stop because I don't know the, like, real legal answer. But that is, like, the scariest thing, hearing her scream like that and hearing the car. I mean, that is full body goosebumps, like, oh my gosh, how terrifying.
Liv, when you see the video, I'll put it up on the Need to Know News blog on our website, one step away from getting hit. Like, it's not being dramatic.
Oh,
that's
my
that.
Gosh.
It's just pure luck. And the driver did not even touch the brakes. This is another scary situation. You guys ever go kayaking? It's fun, it's relaxing.
I love it.
Well, this guy was in a kayak, and he says an alligator started swimming after him. The 10-foot-long, 360-pound gator and this Georgia man were in a pond together. The man said he was practicing for a bass fishing tournament when he spotted the gator getting closer and closer and closer.
Gosh.
He said, in that moment, all that came to my mind was paddle. And he said, quote, he just paddled and paddled. He said it came within 5 feet of him. He said he was paddling so hard that, like, the back of the kayak started sinking into the water and the front, like a plane lifting off the air. He's like going like a cartoon, like animated speed, like Captain Hook, trying to get away from the thing. But he said he paddled and he made it to the shore to the truck. They eventually caught the gator. They determined, well, the gator's dangerous because it's not afraid of humans. So they put the gator down. But, oh, my gosh, that's insane.
That's like Happy Gilmore, the gator in Happy Gilmore that eats a guy. Chubbs. Yeah.
Never forget Chubbs. And finally, this is so funny. New Hampshire's governor actually stepped in to help a woman keep a 15-year-old vanity license plate that reads, here's the letters. You guys tell me if you can figure it out.
Okay.
PB4WEGO.
PB4WEGO. Peanut butter for Eggo? PB, my egg, or what? PB4EGO, isn't that what you said?
Yes, P
B
4-W-E-G-O.
President Barack, four even great. Okay.
I'm out. I don't know.
I have no idea.
The woman made national news after the DMV wanted her to surrender the plates. They said phrases like that are not permitted. The governor reached out and strongly urged them to allow the woman to keep the plate. What did that phrase mean that they were against? Pee before we go.
Oh.
For her kids. Go to the bathroom before we hit their own takeoff.
Was there a W in there that I missed?
Yes, it was P-B-4-W-E-G-O.
I missed the W. I was just saying P-B-4-E-G-O.
You're like, Ego. Lego, yeah. My Ego. All right.
I actually did get the P before, but I didn't get the rest.
That's okay. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Oh, yeah. It's about to go down. Song of the Day. Your chance to make your vote count. Here's the number to save in your phone. It's 52140. Today's category is Best Booty Shaking Song. I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, you got a butt, you better be shaking it to today's category. Let's see here. I'm going to have Pork Chop go first, and you're going to tell us what song you think is the best when it comes to Best Booty Shaking Song.
So as we all know, I used to DJ weddings. I still do. And I didn't just DJ weddings. I DJed like homecomings, proms, school dances.
Funerals.
I've done one bar mitzvah. No funerals.
Oh.
But anyways, in particular, I was doing this one homecoming, and I had a song playing, and the song was coming to an end, and I realized I didn't have another song queued up. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Think, Pork Chop. Think. And then I was like, let me think. Everyone's dancing. Dance. So yeah, by Big Sean.
Stop. Now make that mother hammer sound like.
And the crowd went wild.
All right, we'll see if the votes go wild for Dance by Big Sean. All you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I think people are going to go wild for this one, and this is almost a throwback song. It's been out for a little bit. And you know what? There's a few essential things to making your booty shake, and those are popping, locking, and of course, dropping it. Here's my choice. It's Huey with Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, lock it for me, girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop, lock, drop it for me, maybe we could roll. Oh!
Pop, lock, and drop it. Pop, lock, and drop it.
I was in like seventh grade when that song came out.
Well, now I feel creepy.
I would pop, lock, and drop it. I'm sure my mom was so proud of me.
That's my little Libby. All right, if you want to vote for Pop, Lock, and Drop It by Huey, all you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Liv, what song do you have today? The category, Best Booty Shaking Song.
I have a song that anytime I hear, it does not matter where I am, my butt immediately starts to twerk, whether I like it or not. And that is Pop That by French Montana.
Wow, my butt's totally shaking right now. Okay, that's a good one. If you want to hear Liv's song, Pop That by French Montana, the category Best Booty Shaking Song, then grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Let's do a recap of what we got today. Pork Chop has got Dance by Big Sean. Joe, myself, I got Pop, Lock, and Drop It by Huey. And Liv, it's got Pop That by French Montana. Your vote counts right now. Text the word song, S-O-N-G. It'll give you all the options. You select which song you want to hear. That's song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Welcome to a little something we call Song of the Day, where your votes decide who is the winner. The category we had today was Best Booty Shaking Song. The voting has stopped. Pork Chop and Rosie are counting up your votes right now. While they calculate and they tabulate and they do everything related to voting, let's remind you what songs were available today.
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll. Once you pop, lock it for me, girl, get low.
Myself, Joe, I went with Pop, Lock, and Drop It by Huey.
Stop. Now make that mother hammer time like.
All right. Pork Chop went with Dance by Big Sean and Live the Web Girl. Went with Pop That by French Montana.
All I have to say is that your song, Joe, it makes me want to pop, lock, and drop it, but it doesn't make me want to shake my butt.
Interesting.
Okay. There is a difference.
I didn't realize at the time that there was a difference.
Well, it doesn't matter what Live the Web Girl thinks. It matters what you think, listening and voting right now, because the votes are in.
Okay. Give it to us, Chops.
With 17% of the vote in last place, Live the Web Girl.
I knew it. I knew it. No one respects good music. No one has any respect for any good music.
To be fair, Liv, like you're not supposed to critique like the listeners, like because I feel like we're family. But sometimes if you're listening right now, I really question how you've let me lose so many weeks in a row. Like how you've not went with good music when you hear it.
In first place, with almost 50% of the entire vote.
Oh, it's Pork Chop. He has a smug, smug grin on
his
face.
Guy.
I want to slap it off of him sometimes.
Guy. Like, Liv and I are going to find you after the show.
Let's not even play a song. Let's play a mixture of both of our songs.
It's a good song.
It is good, but you're just so annoying.
I'm going to drop my booty during it.
No.
Well, you know what? We already see your booty because you can't keep your pants above your butt.
Come on, I'm ready to shake. Play it.
All right. Your winner for Song of the Day today is producer Pork Chop. It's Dance by Big Sean. Pork Chop, big winner today. Song of the Day, best booty shaking song.
Please go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show and watch Pork Chop attempt to twerk.
I was going to say TBH. That was my first time ever twerking.
No, it's well aware.
What is TBH?
It's well aware.
To be honest.
Oh.
It is very well aware if you go to our Instagram that it is his first time twerking. He's like, I don't know how to do it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, then you told him to do the wall thing, and it looked like he just was rubbing his butt against the wall like a bear.
I said wall twerk, which is where you do a handstand up against a wall.
That's not going to happen.
And twerk your butt in the air.
I thought my butt was going to put a hole through the wall.
Liv wanted you to like pretty much do a CrossFit workout. That was not going to happen. No. Say, all right, do a body press.
Wall twerking is really not that hard.
Can you do it?
Yeah, duh. Always used to do that in our apartment in college, just like me and my girlfriends. We would just like play music and wall twerk on a random Tuesday night.
All right, here's what we're going to do sometime in the next 5-10 minutes when we get a break.
I am not wall twerking for our Instagram.
You just said you could.
I can, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it. My mom is listening right now.
If your mom only knew, I bet your mom could wall twerk.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you dare talk to my mother or talk about my mother like that.
Sacrilegious.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, because she's basically a saint. So, yes, that is sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah, her and Mother Teresa right there.
You're going to learn today.
All right. Interesting fun facts. You can maybe use these to spark up a conversation or just to learn something. Well, it took the creator of the Rubik's Cube, his name is Erno Rubik, 1 month to solve the cube after he created it. So the creator, it took him a month. But here's the thing. The most recent one I saw, it could be even updated more. But as of June 2018, the world record is 4.22 seconds.
Dude, I had a girl in high school that could do it behind her back.
What?
There's some pattern that if you do, it's like two turns this way, one turn this way. There's like a cheat to it.
I remember having a Rubik's Cube as a kid, and I just took the stickers off and made it so it looked
and
like that.
Do it.
Typical.
I didn't even try to do it. I would take one look at it, and I was like, eh, that's for nerds.
Nerds.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. Nothing wrong with being a nerd, by the way. This is kind of cool. Both Motel 6 and Super 8, do you guys know how they got their names?
That they were $6 a night and $8 a night.
Are you looking at my fun facts?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. Is that real?
Yes, you were correct. Look at you. What a great pupil you are this morning. Yes.
Aww.
Motel 6 started out at $6 back in 1962, and Super 8 was $8.88 in 1974. I hate to tell you, they changed their pricing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that much higher, though.
Okay, I don't know if Gwen Stefani had any impact on this next fun fact, but the most popular item at Walmart is, any guesses?
Trash bags.
T-shirt.
Gwen Stefani.
Huh?
Gwen Stefani is the most popular item sold at.
Did Gwen Stefani have an impact on what the most popular item at Walmart is? The number one thing they sell.
Oh. I say white t-shirts, undershirts.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
I say
think song.
Bananas.
There you go.
Yeah.
What a good student. Pork chop, you're the dunce today.
Not even every Walmart has a produce section.
I said the most popular item. Maybe there's some places that get more than other. But the most popular item at Walmart is bananas. They sell more bananas than any other single item that they have in stock.
They must have a lot of, you know, monkeys escaping from the zoo nearby.
Like, hey, man.
Ransacking the place at night, getting all the bananas.
Let me do that self-checkout real quick.
Or maybe just a lot of people trying to practice and be as good as Liv.
Okay.
You guys are on one today. You need
more
sleep.
Are you sure you don't need that practice, pork chop?
Okay.
You got a date tonight.
Guys. Why am I having to wrangle in this show? Usually it's the other way around. All right. Before the tune bloopers was coined, you guys know what I'm talking about, like outtakes for movies or a TV show. We even have bloopers on the show and we mess up really bad all the time. For whatever reason, they were called boners.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, here, let's look at our...
Wait, that's well, so don't, weird. Don't, both are funny.
Don't Google it.
And finally, I love it. This is a term that I guarantee we've all used in our life or heard somebody motivationally speak saying, hey, guys, balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Any idea where that term came from?
Maybe.
Not what you're thinking.
You know, maybe...
Dodgeball.
You're not letting me speak. I was going to say dodgeball.
Oh, well, I got it out quicker.
Oh, well, it's funny that you spoke because you're both wrong. balls to the wall is actually an aviation term. Now, I'll give you more in a second. Does that change your theory? What could balls to the walls actually mean?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe when they go upside down, gravity. I don't know.
Nope. We're going to end it right there, kids. Time for the teacher to talk. The control stick is in some military planes have a grip that's shaped like a ball, and pilots would push them all the way to the wall in front of the cockpit to go as fast as possible. So if you did that, you'd be putting the balls to the wall or the ball to the wall.
Interesting.
That makes a lot more sense. I know someone who is in aviation school right now for the Navy.
Oh,
yeah, he's super hot.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad he's not ugly. You know anybody in the Navy or in the Air Force that looks like crap. All right, that is your Friday Fun Facts here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kerry Washington, the actress from Scandal, did something yesterday that honestly I've never seen another celebrity do in my entire life. And it is totally bonkers and crazy.
So you know how private I am, but I'm going to do something crazy. I am going to give you my phone number, which I know sounds insane. So I'm giving you my number. It's 718-400-7118. Shout out to the Boogie Down Bronx. And I really want you to text me. I want you to ask me questions. I'm going to send links, like special sneak peeks. You guys are going to be the people I'm closest to in terms of trading information. So text me. Really, really text me.
How insane is that? Yeah, so she posted that video on Twitter yesterday. And I mean, obviously, this has got to be a publicity stunt.
Oh, it is a fake. It's got to be like a number fake one. That's not hers.
Right. I do not believe that this is her real number. And I looked deeper into it. And apparently when you text that number, like the first three messages you get are all automated messages. Mm-hmm. Like it's not even really her. So, yeah, I don't really think that's her real number.
I guarantee she was flooded with D-pics.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, Carrie.
No doubt in my mind.
Hi, Olivia Pope.
We all have heard that Eddie Murphy is going to make a return to SNL in this upcoming season, which is super exciting. I can't wait. And he also has been sharing that he's been making music. He says that 100 years from now, people are going to find so many tracks that he's made, and it's going to be like none of us have actually really known who he was this entire time. He said, whatever muscle I use to be funny, I have a muscle to do music, and I use both of them all of the time. I've never stopped doing music, but I stopped putting it out there because the audience gets weirded out by it, and I don't want to be that guy. I get that. It's hard to make the transition from being like the comedian, the funny guy, to like a serious musician. So the fact that he's that self-aware is, you know, good, I think. Also, I'm just happy Eddie Murphy is back. I feel like he's been like gone in a little cave for so long.
He has. It's been years.
Exactly. And like with, Coming to America, that movie coming back out, and like him being on SNL, and apparently he's returning to stand up. All of this stuff I just am so excited for. After years of attending services, Justin Bieber finally got up on stage at his church in Beverly Hills to sing with the band.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. So he told the whole church of people that he didn't want his faith to seem like a show, and that's why it has taken him so long to get up on stage and actually sing. But here's a clip.
That is so cool.
I know. And then he talked about his message that he was trying to send during the service.
My whole message at church was there's power in your weakness. So, like, there's so many people in this world that are struggling. But when you step out, when you're feeling weak, when you fight through that season, usually you get to the other side and it gets better.
I bet you that church would get Liv back into church.
One, I just went to church this past Sunday, so I don't know what you're talking about. And two, I will go anywhere Justin Bieber goes. It does not matter what it is.
I wonder if they have to have security for real, like, to vet you to come into the church. Because I feel like, what are Bieber fans?
Believers.
Believers coming in there. Oh, my God!
Well, and here's the thing, too.
It would sound like they're worshiping. Oh, my God!
The church is in Beverly Hills. Let's be honest. There's probably security. The people attending that church are probably rich AF.
People come in there and said, like, Sunday best. They're wearing, like, a Bieber shirt. Like, all right.
Yeah, believer. Yeah, they're like, you're out of here.
He's my savior.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian admits in a sit-down interview with her hubby, Kanye West, for Vogue Arabia, that she was motivated by money and was embarrassingly obsessed with being famous. Yeah, you think?
Some things never change.
Right. She said that fame can be addictive, and she definitely felt that during her rise to her ultra stardom. Kim says that she doesn't regret anything. Even during her darkest times on the show, she has found comfort knowing that her adversity has helped out so many fans, and they've even reached out to her to tell her that, which is super sweet.
Liv the web girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Freak Show Friday. We talk to people that might be a little weird, might be a little strange. And if you ever want to be on, you can hit us up in our DMs, slide into it, Radio Now AM Show, or call, and we can get you off the air and see what's going on with you. 833-563-2539. Let's go say good morning to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing good, man.
I just want to call into, like, the Freak Show Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to defend myself first by saying it's not like the most freaky thing I've heard on your show. So, you know, I just want to defend myself saying it's gotten a little out of hand. You know, I get that. So just know that I'm not a real freak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Noted. Never heard this before. So, okay. You're the first person to say that.
Yeah. So, like, I'm like a giant germaphobe. Okay. That's essentially it. You know, and I've been it my entire life.
Okay.
So, and I think I got it, you know, from, like, my mom. She was, like, obsessed by keeping everything clean and, like, staying free.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with, like, you know, they said, you remember, like, the plastic on all, like, nice furniture.
Got
you know,
it.
So
okay.
You wouldn't get it ruined. And stuff.
Yeah, my grandma had that. My grandma had that. Yep, her couch is still around 30 years later.
So there you go. So, you know, there's obviously merit to it.
Right.
So I do all the same stuff to my furniture, obviously, because it works. You know, I have plastic on everything in my apartment, actually. Like, seriously, like everything.
That's got to be so uncomfortable.
Well, you know, you get used to it. You really do. And then you feel super clean. So it actually is like you feel super comfortable because it's like, oh, germ free, baby.
Germ free, baby. Yeah, no, we're with you, man.
Yeah,
definitely.
You guys get it. My television, you know, toilet bowl, like the seats and everything. I even I recover my toothbrush in plastic every time I use it because I'm like, I'm scared of germs, man. And I saw like a YouTube video of how much bacteria is on a toothbrush.
But doesn't that
doesn't
that kind of keep the germs in there though, like in the toothbrush? Like, wouldn't that keep them locked in and have them generate more?
I mean, I guess
I replace the plastic every time, dude.
That is seems so excessive and kind of like a waste of money to me.
And I'm trying to imagine
time.
Imagine if he has someone over.
This is not the bizarre part. This is not the bizarre part.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, okay. We haven't gotten there yet.
No. That's pretty standard practice. I see a lot of germaphobe message boards and stuff like that. But anyways, so I actually cover my entire body, besides my head, obviously, in plastic before I leave the house.
Oh, my gosh. That's extremely excessive.
Well, now hear me out. I mean, then I don't actually have to shower, too, which is a kind of a perk. So I save all water, saving the earth, because, you know, I'm just covered in plastic. So, like, no,
Are you putting this over your clothes?
No, I put my clothes on over the plastic.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
People can't really tell.
Squish. Yeah, does it make noise? I mean, that's like...
Okay, so that's really... Because actually, I find it very comfortable, very soothing. But people have started to, like, hear it. And that's an issue, obviously.
That's got to be so... weird. If I heard someone make noise every time they walk by, but they're just wearing regular clothes, I'd be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's like a kind of a plastic crunch. I mean, I actually find it like a soothing, almost like sound machine to like my day. But like people are starting to be like, what the hell is that noise, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and, I can see where people are coming through.
I thought it
that.
Was like an animal in the vent. Because
my
desk is right near like this air duct.
Uh-huh.
And so they thought, like, every time I come past this, you know, your cubicle or whatever, you know, it sounds like this, like an animal to the vent. So they actually called, like, animal control, thinking like there was a small animal or like a bird or something in there.
Okay.
They've called and checked in like 5 different times. So I'm kind of wondering if you guys can help me, like how I don't get caught or something.
Take off the plastic.
No, because that's not going to happen. Because clearly this guy's a germaphobe. You know what you need?
Yeah.
You need a job where you can work it at home, just on your laptop, on a computer at home. You don't have to leave your house. That's like a dream for you, because then you'll never come in contact with germs. So there you go. That's your solution.
That honestly sounds like the most work to get something out. I think there's probably something easier. But anyways, because I really like my job. And unfortunately, they only have, you know, stay-at-home Fridays. So, you know, I got to go to work all the other days.
I'm just trying to imagine what happens if you have a guest over and they go to use your bathroom, don't realize there's plastic over it. They're going to use the bathroom all over themselves.
Oh, no. You know, all my friends know it's just about me, you know, so yeah. It's not an issue.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, good luck with all of your adventures. Very, very bizarre.
I think we know what we're getting
very
you for Christmas.
I don't know if it's that bizarre.
It's bizarre.
All
right.
We will go well.
All right, let's say goodbye to Nick right now.
Bye,
hey, thank
Nick.
You, Nick. Bye. Bye, Nick.
Very bizarre.
I bet you his phone's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, no kidding. He's got a protective case. He's got it inside of an Otter box. He's got like a Glad box or something. All right, well, Nick, thanks for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
Okay.
Makes no sense, but none of it usually does. If you want to be on Freak Show Friday, or if maybe you know somebody, you can share that story with us because we love talking about it. Hit us up in our DMs, Radio Now AM Show. Okay, Pork Chop has a game and he wants us to play, and he's saying it could get a little weird.
Yeah, it's gonna get weird.
Okay,
we'll
figure out what the heck that is next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Finish the Lyrics is what we're playing today. Up for grabs, Taylor Swift. She got a brand new album. It's called Lover.
Can we always be this close forever and ever? And take me out and take me home.
See if she would have got it right, hon. Yeah, you would have got it. Okay.
Right.
But that's how it works. Finish the lyrics now. Today we're doing it different. We're going to try having you play. I'm selfish and I like to play, but today we're letting you compete to win the prize. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth, Brandy?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get off that so I can hear you. All right. So,
a prime example of why we ask.
No, it's okay. Hey, it's weird. I don't know all the radio rules, and I'm on the show. All right, Brandy, we got you, and you sound wonderful. And we're also going to get somebody to play against you. Is this Kelsey?
Yes, Kelsey, line four.
Ooh, line. She even knows her line number. Okay, cool. Here's how it's going to work, Brandy. Kelsey, you're going to take each other on for Finish the Lyrics. We will play a song. When it stops, you have to guess the next word, and you go take turns. Brandy will go first, and that means you just sit back, Kelsey, and don't say anything. You don't want to help her out. You'll have three songs each. Whoever does the best out of that is the winner. If we have a tie, we have one extra overtime song, okay? You're competing to win that Taylor Swift Lover album. Understood?
Understood.
All right, cool. So, Kelsey, you're going second, so be quiet in the background. No noise. Brandy, here's your first song. We're going to play it for you. Then when it stops, you got to guess the actual next lyric. You can hear the song one more time. Just tell me that you need to hear it again. With that being said, here we go. It's Finish the Lyrics.
All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have hopes.
All right.
A living.
Living. Is that your final answer?
To have high hopes for a living, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that is correct. Dang. All right. Good job, Brandy. One for one. Kelsey, you need to step it up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your song. Listen close.
I want you out of my head.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, let's see if it's head. Yeah! Wow, we got some smart people playing today. Tie game, going into round two. Brandy, listen up. Here is your song.
But it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married.
Oh, God.
You can hear it one more time if you need to.
Yeah, I'll hear it one more time.
All right, listen up, Brandy.
But it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married.
Oh, God, I have no idea. That's the one part I don't
can
know.
She use one of us? Does she have a lifeline?
Liv can be the lifeline for each one of you once. I have the answers in front of me, so it'd
okay,
be cheating. Hold on. She didn't ask for your help.
Sorry.
Brandy,
I got it.
Brandy, would you like Liv's help?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay. It's Pete. And for Pete, I'm so thankful.
Is that the final answer you want to go with, Brandy? Pete?
Pete
Davidson.
Okay.
Ex-fiance.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. I mean, I hope Liv's right. This could cost you the game. We'll see. Is it Pete?
Pete, I'm so thankful.
Yay! It is! Yay! There we go. All right. Cool. You've used up your Liv line. It's a new one. So, Kelsey, you can use it once if you need it. Here is your second song.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain.
Got a long list of ex-lovers.
All right, so your final answer is long?
Yes.
All right, let's see if it's long.
Long list of ex-lovers.
Woo! There we go. All
Love
right.
That song.
We got what you call a good old-fashioned tie going into the last round of songs. Here we go, Brandy. Let's see if you can go 3 for 3 with.
I feel stressed out. I wanna let it go. Let's go way out of space. I'm losing all control. Fill up my cup.
Oh, I know this one.
But they can't go to the live line. She's already used it.
Brandy already used me. I know this one, though.
You can hear the song one more time.
That's okay. I actually don't know that one at all. What? It's not even close.
You don't want to hear it one more time, Brandy? This is for the album.
I know, but I don't know it. Oh, you can play it one more time, but I don't know it.
I feel like it's going to come to you.
Fill up my cup.
Model top.
That was Kelsey, wasn't it?
I was going to say... What did you say, Mazel Tov?
Does she get it?
Shh, shh, shh. Brandy.
What's your final answer, Brandy? You got to pick something.
Mazel tov.
Let's see if Mazel tov is the final answer, because Brandy had no clue and Kelsey might have slipped up and said
Mazel tov.
Yeah. Oh no, Brandy. You're so lucky, Kelsey.
You just got so lucky, Kelsey. You shot yourself in the foot, babe.
That's okay. I got this. I got one more.
Okay. Let's see. If you miss this, Brandy wins. If not, it's an overtime. Here we go.
Well, I still have a lint line.
All right.
That's true.
Well, here we go.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next now. I'm sold 3,008. You sold.
Oh.
2,000 and late.
Let's see if that's correct. Final answer, 2,000.
And late.
2,000 and late.
Yes! I got that boom, boom, boom.
Okay, Pork Chop, how are we going to do this final overtime song? We got a tie game between Brandy and Kelsey.
So we've got one more song. We're going to play it. Brandy will buzz in with her name if she knows the answer. Kelsey will buzz in her name if she knows the answer. So Joe's going to play the song. It's going to stop. I'm listening for a name.
Can Kelsey use her live line since she hasn't used it yet? Or no,
no,
because, we're
because she could just say Kelsey right away. And yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
No,
all right.
Bonus.
So we understand this. Just want to be clear. When the song stops, you buzz in with your name. You don't say the word. You say your name, then we'll come to you and get the word. Here it is. Brandy's the buzzer. Kelsey's the buzzer. And the song is...
Talking about getting blasted in these blurred lines. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it. But you're good.
Brandy.
I heard Brandy.
Brandy.
You're a good girl.
What's your final word? What's the final answer? I need the word.
Girl
for the win. Is it girl? If not, Kelsey wins. Oh my gosh, Brandy is our winner today. Kelsey, you were amazing. You were so good. You helped other people out.
Wait, Kelsey.
I know.
Kelsey.
I already have her album. It's fine.
I was going to say, it's Friday, and I actually have one extra album, so I was going to, but she's already got one. Do we give it to
Kelsey? Yeah, no, give it to somebody else. I'm just having fun.
That was literally so sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well then, hey, Brandy, congratulations. That. You win. Kelsey, you were awesome. You should call back and play again. We'll give it to somebody random. You call now, 833-563-2539, and we'll give you Kelsey's backup copy that we want to give her. Ladies, incredible job. Hang on,
wow.
Brandy.
Wow, incredible okay. showing today.
Wow, to be honest, I think listeners should play because they're a hell of a lot better than us. All right, at this time, let's do a little station identification. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Join in the show right now, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, we've been giving a hard time, but he's been dating? Like, you've been hanging out with someone, right? Like, not saying it's your boyfriend, but you've been going on dates.
Yeah, I mean, I went on 2 dates.
Okay, and you're going on a third date tonight, and Pork Chop was considering, or at least asking, hey, we have a coworker that's having a going-away party, and do you think, since everybody's going to be there, is it okay if I brought this person along as our date wrapped up, or maybe part of it? And it's an interesting question. 833-563-2539. Is it too soon for producer Porkchop, like the third date in, like a week or two in, to have us kind of meet this person?
Well, first things first, I haven't even asked him yet. So our plan is we're going to probably, you know, go out and have a dinner tonight. And then, yeah, I was going to ask him, like, hey, there's a going away party for one of my coworkers. And I was going to ask him if he wanted to come. And then you, Joe and Liv, looked at me like I had 5 heads.
Well, it is, to me, it's a little weird. And I would say, same thing if it's a girl. It doesn't matter if it's a guy or girl. It's just the fact of, like, you've went on a few dates. I'm not saying you have to be, like, official yet, but, like, do you even really know each other that well yet? Like, can you really know somebody a week or two in that well to introduce them to somebody? I feel like it's strange because what if we never see them again? Like, wouldn't it be nice if it's more established? I mean, I don't care. I don't think it's going to also, I also don't think it's going to take away from the person's going away party because it's a very big event.
That's a good point.
But I don't think this situation is going to be like, oh, what a distraction. Like, I don't think anybody's going to care or think about it twice.
Okay, that's good. I think Liv was looking at me crazy, though, because not because it would take away or distract from the going away party, but just because, like, is it too new to introduce a friend to, like, or a date to your coworkers? Like, it's okay. I think it's okay to introduce them to, like, your friends, but your coworker friends, it's, like, different because
to me,
it's business professional, you know?
To me, it seems a little early.
I mean, I think it'll be fine either way. But like, if I was in your position and I was dating somebody, if I was single, a guy or a girl, I don't think I would actually bring them this early into the relationship.
Well, here's another thing too, though. You guys could help me out. You could be, you know, talking to him. Yeah, that pork chop, he's such a great guy. You know, come on, like, sell me up.
Do you really need us to hype you up that much a week and a half into your, like, dating?
I mean, no, but you could.
Liv, real quick, and the number is 833-563-2539. Pork chop's already heard from me and Liv, so it's kind of depending on you to help him out to figure out. But we were talking about this earlier, Liv, off air. Mm-hmm. Should pork chop bring this guy he's been on a couple of dates with to our going away party tonight for a coworker?
Okay, here's the reason why I don't think it's weird. It's because it's out at a bar in a very, very popular part of town. And it's not like the whole bar is shut down for just us and for just like the going away party. So I don't think it's weird just because, I mean, there's going to be so many people there anyways that don't even have anything to do with the party. So I don't think it's weird. And like, people are going to be drinking. If it was at his house, yes, very weird. But the fact that it's at the in a bar, in a very popular place in town, I don't think it's that weird. And also, I would upsell you. I'm a great, great, great wing woman.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you just sold yourself on air was very strange.
Yeah, there might not be a third date.
And I wouldn't do it like that. Yeah.
All right, well, here's the deal. Liv and I have given our thoughts, and I think we're kind of on the same page. What do you think? Maybe you've had this experience where you've brought somebody. Like, how quickly did you bring them as you were dating to meet other like coworkers and friends and family? 833-563-2539.
The same person who's having the going away party last summer had a birthday party for themselves at the same bar, and I brought Joel Daddy.
Oh.
I did, and it was a month. It was like a month into us talking.
And how'd it go?
Well, Joe met him that night and met all of his roommates.
And?
Joe, what'd you think?
833-563-2539. We're not supposed to speak about what happened that night. For this conversation, it's definitely probably adult only. If you got a young little kiddo, you might want to just turn down the radio for a few minutes. But it's a conversation. When Liv brought this up, I'm like, are you just making this up? Is this a joke? She's like, no, really. I've got a friend, and this is really happening. So once again, kind of an 18-plus little thing throwing out there. You may not want your kids to hear this conversation. And if you want to join in the conversation, 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl, what's going on?
Okay, so I have a friend and he is dating a girl, and they live like about an hour away, so they're kind of long distance, not really, but an hour away from each other. And they've been dating for about a year, and I just found out right now that she does not allow in quotations, to, you know, spend special alone time by himself. You catch my drift?
Yeah, like
alone time.
To take care of himself, like to flip pancakes by yourself.
Yes, exactly. So this girl, his girlfriend, does not allow him to flip pancakes by himself because she thinks that it's a form of cheating.
How is?
And we're talking not even any like video or pictures to assist him, just alone with his mind.
How is that cheating? This is where I get confused. I'm getting frustrated right now. My personal opinion's coming through. 833-563-2539. If you have special alone time by yourself when you're in a relationship, you know, I guess flipping pancakes alone, doing it solo, is that cheating on your partner? Because I don't understand people that think that that's cheating on them. I can see if you don't want them to watch other things or look at other videos or pictures, but if they're not doing that.
Yeah, we're talking pure imagination, highlight reel.
If that's the case, she should know everybody's cheating on their partner.
Well, if you are flipping pancakes by yourself, or what flavor pancakes are you thinking of, you know? Like, are you thinking of...
Even if you're just thinking about... Like, even if he's just thinking about his girlfriend, or even if he's honestly not really thinking of any specific woman, but just, like, of something happening, like, you know... She just does not allow him to do it because she thinks it's cheating. And one, I think this is so weird and so disrespectful, because she should not have ownership over his body. She doesn't own his body. She can't tell him what he can and cannot do with his body.
That's insane. And I just think that's a very weird thing for someone's sexuality to like have control over. And he's listening right now because he thinks I'm being dramatic.
Ooh.
And he thinks that I've never liked his girlfriend, which may be true. But he thinks I've never liked her. But after hearing this, I'm like, absolutely not. You need to break up with her.
Kind of a side note, I was not allowed to watch pancake flipping videos in my last relationship.
Why?
Because, like you said, it's like a form of cheating.
Why? Because he thinks it. Like, is he just so insecure that he thinks that?
I don't know.
You never asked.
No. Of course not.
Okay. Once again, I bring up the question. It is being deceitful, I guess, in a relationship. 833-563-2539. But how would have your former lover Porkchop known, or how would this girl know if they are watching something else?
Search
where they
history.
Clear it. Incognito. I mean, not that I know a lot about this, but guys,
man,
it's not that hard to cover your tracks. All right, 833-563-2539. Does anybody actually think that Liv's the girl here has a point? Because I think she's totally off her rocker. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. This is a situation which, I don't know, it's still kind of an 18 plus one. We're going to try to keep it clean, but it involves special alone time, like when you're flipping pancakes, but you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah, special handshakes.
Well, okay.
What?
Yeah, doing the devil's dance. I get it. So, whatever. Liv the Web Girl, reset real quick, everybody, okay, about your friend or whatever's happening.
I have a friend that is dating a girl, and his girlfriend says that he is not allowed to have special alone time with himself and with his hand because it's cheating. I think this girl's absolutely
blushing right now. Porkchop's blushing.
Save pancakes. Don't say hands.
He's so awkward. 833-563-2539. We'll get to some of your social media comments in just 1 second. Let's go to line number two. We'll say hi to Amanda. Amanda, do you think that this girl has a point? Is it cheating if you're doing stuff by yourself?
I don't think it's cheating, but I don't think it's necessary to have the alone time. You should be fulfilling each other's needs.
But they live an hour away from each other, so it's not like they get to see each other every single day. They see each other almost every weekend, but during the week.
I mean, that's impressive. If he can reach all the way an hour away, that's an impressive thing.
Amanda,
I didn't get that part. They need to get closer then.
Are you married, Amanda?
Yes.
And how old is your husband?
40.
So it's not like, is this a phase that just goes away or no?
I don't know. I mean, we've been doing it for almost 20 years, so
wow.
We don't do it. If we need each other, we go to each other.
Interesting.
Okay, interesting. Amanda, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Kaylee, what do you think? Is this girl actually making some sense?
No, I think that he should be able to flip pancakes by himself, whether or not they live an hour away, but especially if they live an hour away from each other.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to V real quick. V, what'd you want to say?
Okay, so I definitely dealt with this at a under 18 age with my first girlfriend, actually. And still to this day, so she's engaged to the same guy that like she was dating then. And she considers it cheating, you know, flipping pancakes and all. I'm strongly in disagreement to it because of the medical reasons behind it, like releasing lactic acid or supplying dopamine to your brain.
Wow. You sound so scientific.
I've had this argument before within relationships because I'm definitely for it. Sometimes I feel like it's one of those don't ask, don't tell kind of situations. Like, would you tell your mom that you were going to go do that?
Absolutely.
Well, you don't know some of us on the show. So what'd you do today, honey? Well, hey, V, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's get to some social media real quick.
Okay, so basically everyone on Facebook is saying she's nuts. But Brittany says that this girlfriend sounds like she needs some alone time. Special alone time with herself. And then Kat says, I will take insane for 2000,
yeah.
Alex. And then one person on Twitter said that they would only side with her if it meant that it was taking away time between the both of them.
Lindsay, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. I'll kind of wrap it up with you. What do you think? Is it okay if your partner has some special alone time, like they flip pancakes by themselves? Would you say that's cheating?
I don't think it's cheating, but because I think if you're spending time with yourself, that's your time. I'm married as well, and I know that the, you know, like watching videos and all that stuff, that's not okay. But if you're just kind of making yourself feel good, I think that that's just fine.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
See,
for calling.
I'm not crazy. It's not just because I've hated her for years.
Yeah, the screaming doesn't come off as crazy at all. All right, dumb people, whew, they do dumb things. Time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A 63-year-old man, his name is Jeffrey, and he recently split up with his girlfriend. That's not fun. And he didn't handle the breakup so well because, well, he just got arrested for throwing thousands of screws on the road near her house.
Why?
Okay, well, he did this because he wanted to prevent her from driving to see the new guy that she was dating. Apparently, Jeremy heard she had a new flame. He was trying to extinguish that fire.
He was throwing screws to make sure that she did not screw.
Exactly.
Got it.
He wanted to prevent her from driving to see the new dude. It's not clear if she ever got a flat tire because of him throwing over 12,000 screws on the road, but 150 other people did.
Oh my gosh, I would be so, so mad.
That's like a whole city.
If that 150 other people.
Not 150 tires, 150 other people. So more than one tire at a time.
Oh,
several
times.
There were several people that had all four tires go flat.
Oh.
According to police, he did this every day for 2 months.
I mean, nothing says screw you like this.
No doubt. He's facing a felony charge for damage to property over $1,000. And it looks like they'll be tacking on more charges as they find out more information and hear from more victims of this. Tire screw gate happening.
I have the perfect punishment for him.
What would
Instead
it be?
Instead of putting him in jail for the next 6 months, he has to walk everywhere just walking on screws barefoot.
Oh, that sucks. Why don't we?
That would be such a good punishment.
Why don't we have some compassion? Just make him do like the Lego walk. That's just as bad as screws, but most likely it won't like hurt his feet too bad.
Okay, fine. We'll let him do the Lego walk. We'll let him get off easy.
All right, 63-year-old Jeremy, you are today's dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Care if it's a dream. I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. What would your dream job be? Hey, it's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Think about that, you guys, because I want to tell you about this job I think would be probably the dream for at least a few of us on the show. The free sports betting site PickWise is holding a contest to find an NFL food tester. You got me right there. Whoever wins the contest, they're going to travel to each NFL stadium. First of all,
ooh,
how cool is that? You get to see
dope. Every
NFL stadium.
That is actually super dope.
So in a sense, you're also traveling the country. That's dope. You're going to try and taste the finest nachos, tacos, burgers, hot dogs, and sandwiches the league has to offer. PickWise will also pay for your travel and tickets, as well as throwing in an extra $500. When the contest is over, PickWise will ask the food tester which stadium offered the best food. Anyone interested can enter. You have until September 9th, so about a week and a half to get in with that.
Not gonna lie, I had that idea 10 years ago in a college classroom.
Oh, of course
they wanted
you did.
Us to write a TV show, and that was my idea. It was called Tailgate Wars, and then someone went around to
Tailgate
all the stadiums
Wars!
Testing
sure
the
they,
food
like, have had
and the fans. No, well, this was 10 years ago. Anyways,
isn't that what College Game Day is, essentially?
Yeah, well, it's a great idea, Liz.
Okay, of course, he had that idea.
So my thing would be, I would want to be an at-home referee. That would be my dream job. Like, if I could get paid to do anything, like an at-home referee. Like, you know how, like, let's say you're home
what?
Playing beer pong, right? And someone's like, oh, elbows over the table. But there was, like, no one watching. I would be the at-home referee.
Oh. No. Because here's the thing. I wish my buddy Chad was listening right now and could call in at 833-563-2539. We fight with Pork Chop all the time
on
about
what?
Sticking to the rules.
What are you talking about?
When we play disc golf live, like, you have a shot that landed there, and he'll, like, pick up his disc and go to the next one, but he takes, like, a step forward.
Yeah, that's because it's under a tree. Like, I can't stand in the tree.
So he's going to be the referee when he doesn't follow his own rules.
Yeah, here, that's the thing, too. It's like, Porkchop loves to be right. So
no
he
matter
would just
what.
Be so annoying and smug if that was really his job. My dream job is very basic. It is to be a model. But
what kind of model?
I will tell you what, just a fashion model, supermodel.
Okay, I didn't, okay.
You know, like Elsa Hosk, Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, along those lines. Listen, why? You get to travel the world, not only for jobs, but because you're racking up so much money. You get to pick when and when you don't want to work, what campaigns you want to photograph for, shows that you want to audition for, and also, you have so many followers, and you are so beautiful that people will be willing to pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars just to post on Instagram. And also, you can go to like any sporting game you want to because you're so rich.
Let's talk to Jessica this morning. Hey, Jessica, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would your dream job be, no matter how silly it might sound?
A virologist.
What is a virologist?
I get that reaction a lot.
What is that?
A virologist researches viruses.
Ew.
Now,
why do you want to do that?
I think they are one of the most complex things. They're not really organisms because they're not living. They're literally one strand of DNA or RNA in a capsule of protein. That's all they are. And so they're extremely fascinating, and they can cause as much destruction as they do. So I want to be the person that, you know, develops vegan vaccines so there's no excuses for anti-vaxxers anymore.
Honestly,
there you go.
I'm applauding you. I am so happy there's people out there in the world like you, because my answer was stupid. I just want to be pretty and travel.
Well, and this is where I feel bad, is I'll wrap this up. I'll tell you guys mine. Thank you, Jessica, for calling in. Look, my thing is kind of what this is. Like, I want to be like Chick-fil-A just announced they got like mac and cheese. They just debuted that. Well, the big thing around the world was, around the country, was the Popeye's chicken sandwich, which sold out. Like, I want to be the guy that gets to be in those test tasting things. There's certain markets in the country, they get the food before everybody else. Like, I want to be the person that goes yay or nay, this will be a popular food item.
I'm sure there's a focus group that you can join.
For example, if I was in said focus group, Taco Bell would not have made the fatal mistake this past week of keeping the nacho cheese Doritos taco, but getting rid of the Cool Ranch taco. I am still upset about that.
All right, you just need to let it go. You're holding on to this. You're holding on to it. It's time to let it go.
Because somebody needs to care. Somebody needs to hold on to this. Yeah, boy. Friday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Looking forward to getting in a little Labor Day vacation. Mackenzie already started hers. She had that planned before she joined the show, so we hope she's having a good little time off. Producer Porkchop, let's kick things off with you. You're going to be gone for a little bit now yourself.
Yeah, I'm flying to New Jersey Sunday night, and I'll be there for an entire week for my cousin's wedding. I'll see my sister that I haven't seen or talked to in 3 years.
Awkward!
So, yeah, I'm excited for this weekend. Oh, yeah, and I'm going on a hot date tonight.
Ooh. Nice. Liv the Web Girl, how's your weekend looking?
I have to move today, and we are under a extreme time crunch. And then my parents are meeting my boyfriend Jewel Daddy's parents for the very first time tonight, so that should be exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, things getting pretty hot, pretty heavy. And then I'm just going to lay by the pool the rest of the weekend.
Dope. Nice. I'm going out tonight with my wife. I saw her, honestly, for 30 minutes yesterday on our anniversary, four years of marriage. So hopefully I'll see her for at least an hour tonight. No, we're going to go out for dinner. I think that's one of those devour indie deals, so we'll go to a place, get something nice to eat. Then later on tonight, we're going to hang out with our buddy Elliot King. It's his going away party. Aww. He's leaving. He's been at Radio Now 100.9 for a long time, and he's got a great opportunity. He's going to be heading out to Philly, so we want to send him off in style. And the best part about that is he doesn't drink alcohol, so he's a cheap party. I mean, I'm going to be drunk, but he doesn't cost anything. No shots to order, just maybe water or a Sprite.
Maybe get him some Sour Patch. He loves Sour Patch.
I was thinking about getting one of those giant big ones.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
All right, well, cool. Well, hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.